Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And here we go. It's a Friday in beautiful, sunny Pittsburgh, PA. And this is Kabali and Mac. Oh, look at him with his fancy tall Duncan. We should get a deal with them while we're working on it. Which Duncan'd you go to, Kaboom?
I don't know which
one. You don't know? You don't know?
I don't know. It's the one right down on
that road there.
51 in there. I mean, there's so many that's so close. I don't know if it's Pleasant Hills. I don't know where it was.
So the one on 51, right by that Sunoco gas station on 51.
Yeah, there was one. There's one right down the road here on Curry Hollow.
Right.
I think they just built one.
They built another new one up by the old Chuck E. Cheese.
The old Long John Silver's.
Right across from the old Handles. We're just going to name things that don't
right
exist anymore. Right across from where the old Ladbrokes OTB used to be.
Right you ever next go to there Hills. Back? Is it Hills?
Yeah, right. Oh, shit.
I don't even know if it was Hills.
Yeah. It was Hills, then it was Ames. And now it's Big Lots, right?
Big Lots, yeah, right. You know, these tire stores right there. It's where I get my tires.
Anyway, you went and got a coffee, but at a different Dunkin' than all the places we just named. It looks delicious.
I've Aldi's.
Got one too. Aldi's, plural. Welcome into Kabali and Mac. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are going to try to do math today. I don't know how well it's going to work. Let's be honest. Kabali failed algebra multiple times in school. I used to be pretty good at math when I was a little kid, and then we got up to like the trigonometry and calculus stuff, and my head just exploded. Yeah. I had a teacher in high school named Mr. Brancolini, who basically scared all of us. If you didn't know how to use your graphing calculator, did you guys have graphing calculators at Bell Vernon back in the 90s?
I wasn't even to that point.
It was before we had phones, like cell phones with games on them. And you could download games. You didn't download. I forget how you'd get it, but somebody would put it on your TI-82 for you. You could play Snake on your TI-82, and you would do that instead of paying attention to your teacher. And in Mr. Brancolini's case, you didn't know what the hell he was talking about half the time anyway. Years later, saw him playing the Cherry Machine at the American Legion in Pleasant Hills. But here
you
nor
go,
there.
You go sign the books.
Oh, you got to sign a book when you go to the Legion. Come on. But anyway, after I got to a certain point, my point is I checked out on math. I nearly failed a math class in college. I just got real bad at it, but we're going to do our best.
I just like using the calculator and put in numbers and turn it upside down and it would be like swear words.
Boobs.
Yeah. Hell.
59009. Turn it upside down. Oh, it says boobs.
Oh. You had to humor yourself somehow in school.
That's true. Again. Yin's kids don't know. We didn't have phones. But we're going to try and work out what we think the Steelers should do over the next couple of days. 72 hours or so until free agency unofficially opens. And I don't know. I think between all of the cap websites, including Spotrac, I say it different every time. But between all of those, we can figure out what they can do. How they open up maybe some more cap space, because you mentioned that the other day. They're at 59, almost 60 million right now, but they could get upwards of 80, 85 with some crafty work, some crafty accounting by Omar Khan, right?
Yep. So, plus, you know, even if you extend a guy like Watt, the number's not going to balloon this year. he's already on the books for 20 some odd million. It'll go up a little, but that's more of a cap hit for next year and the year after that. So even if you do sign him, it's not going to affect the cap per se. I mean, now this is just regular cap. There's effective cap space too. So you're basically minus 10 million bucks off for that for doing business moving forward too, like draft picks and practice squads and bonuses and stuff like that. So it's not as much as the number says it is. So it's about 10 million bucks less than that, really, in effective cap space, but it's still by far the most money they've ever had to spend before, ever. Not even close.
Despite the muddy accounting and our poor math skills, we're going to try and figure it out today. Thanks to the Dan Hecht team, HechtTeamHomes.com, once again for being the presenting sponsor of Cabali and Mac. We appreciate you. They appreciate you as well, supporting the local community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, go to HechtTeamHomes.com. And while you're online, messing around on the internet today, because let's be honest, it's a Friday and it looks like it's pretty nice out. You're not going to be doing anything after lunchtime anyway. If you have to stay at the office until a certain time, you're going to sit there and pretend to do things. So go to WhitehallFire301.com. They're still raffling off that beautiful Ford F-150 STX, a brand new Ford F-150 STX to raise money for the Whitehall Fire Company. Tickets are only $45 and they still have some left. So go check that out as well. All right. Before we get to what the cap may or may not look like how much money they're going to have to spend, let's start with something you just brought up a second ago, renegotiating TJ Watt. JJ was on Pat McAfee's show. Was it yesterday? I don't know. The days all melt together.
It was yesterday. I thought you were going to say that, you know, I followed him or.
No, I think it's more about JJ set the table for you. Right. Right. You got a decent lead in audience.
Yeah, what he did was he set the edge, and I came off the edge and beat my one-on-one, and I was good.
Let's go with that. Yeah. Are we going to get this? I would imagine at some point this weekend, so that we know what they're working with going into. Because here's the thing: the Max Crosby extension happened yesterday as well, or the day before. Again, the days are all melting together. But the Max Crosby extension happened, and you've got both Trey Hendrickson and Myles Garrett saying, trade me right now, or Hendrickson's not that adamant about it. He just wants to look for a trade. Garrett can't even get a meeting with the owner, but they both want out. Like, there's Khalil Mack. There's Joey Bosa now. There's a million edge rushers available. So it would seem to me, my point being here, to say that there isn't much of a trade market for those people out there that were insisting that they could do better if they moved on from TJ.
Yeah. I mean, as for TJ, I mean, it depends. I wouldn't anticipate that deal getting done anytime soon, as in a week or two. I don't think they'll do that, but I don't think it will last till, you know, Friday of before the preseason opener, like it did last time as well. I don't think that is. You've seen, for the most part, they do business in order, right? They do the free agency, then move to the draft, then sign their picks, then they move on to some of their guys. There's a couple exceptions. I remember Pouncey was one of them. They signed him early. I think Boswell maybe a couple years ago. Maybe not. They did him at some point. So, but I still imagine there's not going to be that much of a difference, in my opinion, between Max Crosby and Myles Garrett. I mean, and you put all those guys in between, they're all going to be darn close of getting their money of, you know, what the guaranteed money might be and all that stuff. So I don't know if TJ wants to wait a while. And I know JJ suggested they should have did it last year. JJ must not realize how the Steelers do business, because they do not negotiate contracts more than a year out, unless you're a quarterback. So they don't even make the exception for him. So I don't know. It could happen. If I was a guessing man, I would say somewhere May-ish to June-ish after the draft that they would sign TJ.
It'll give us something to talk about when it's just basically rookie minicamp then.
Buckos.
So it'll give us something to talk about during rookie minicamp. And aside from the Paul Skeen start every 5 to 6 days that we'll get.
I heard he's going to win 49 games this year.
Paul 49. Skeen. Okay. That'll
might be a record. That might be a record.
Might be. So TJ will get done at some point. Doesn't affect the cap all that much is what you're telling me, which means we've got to figure out how we're going to spend Omar's money. Or I guess it's not really Omar's money. We thought about that. It's really Art's money. And it's Omar spending it for him. But it sounds better if we say, let's spend Omar's money. I wish I had cheesy game show music. That was my homework assignment that I didn't finish. I don't have any cheesy game show music. I'm sorry. But let's spend it in just a second. And first, let's thank our friends at Southwest Greens. SouthwestGreensPA.com is where you go. Make sure you get the yard set up and ready to go before spring gets here. Spring, we're going to turn the clocks ahead this weekend, and you're going to want to spend more time outside once it starts warming up and the sun is out. You want to be in the yard. You don't want it to be nothing but mud. You don't want to have to sit there and water the hell out of it. You don't want to have to take care of it all summer long. Go to southwestgreenspa.com. Get a beautiful new yard installed, artificial grass that looks as real as could be, and you don't have to take care of it. Relatively no maintenance to this stuff. The pets can go on it. The kids can go on it. Everybody has a good time. Hell, they'll put a little putting surface in your backyard if you want. A little play area for the kids. Whatever you want. You want the best-looking yard in the neighborhood. Go get a hold of Jake at southwestgreenspa.com, and he'll take care of you. So if we have $60 million or so, kaboom, to spend, where are we going first?
Is this
wide
official?
Receiver, right?
This is official. We got the...
What was that?
Game show music.
That is terrible game show music. What is that? Like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire type music?
It just says game show music.
Quit playing with the music. What are you doing first in free agency this weekend?
Okay,
are you taking care of the quarterback first?
Yeah, you got to do the quarterback. I'm going Justin Fields. I'm not breaking the bank right there. I'm going 2 for 22. Give him a lot of that money up front here, signing bonus. So if worse comes to worse, you can move on from him next year. I don't think you want to just do a one-year deal with him unless he insists, and that's the only way, because what happens if he does turn into something very good? You don't want to have to go back to the drawing board next week. So I say Justin Fields 2 for 22.
You think 2 for 22 is realistic? Because I said it a little bit higher. I said 3 for 36 if you want to make sure it gets done without him testing the market.
I don't know. I guess it depends on how many options he has. I think he will have some options, but I think you don't want to I don't even know if he would want to go more than a year or two. How about if he does turn into the star that he might think he is? Does he want to be tied to this organization for a little money? I don't think it matters really if you go 2 years, because if he has a great year, you're going to just sign him to a big lucrative contract in the offseason anyway. So,
okay.
I mean, the 10 to 11 to 12 mil type of money. Now, if you're going to go 1, 2, or 3, I guess that's up to his discretion.
Well, no, that's an interesting point you bring up about the length of the deal, and maybe he doesn't necessarily want a third year. Maybe he just wants two, so that, like you said, if he does play really well this year, we can rip it up and give me a nice long deal, and I'm not stuck under team control.
Or, I mean, you know, they negotiate contracts with quarterbacks 2 years out, so give him the 3, and if he has that good year, but then you're tied to him.
Right.
Maybe if you don't want to be tied to him. So I think 2 would be a nice place to go.
Do you think that would get it done, though? Do you think he would sign 2 and 22 without...
Unless the Jets come in and give him 3 for 50, right?
Well, no, that's my question. Like, if I'm Justin Fields, does it make sense to sign for 2 and... Let's go 2 and 26. Are you signing that deal before hitting the market? You have to have a pretty decent idea of what's available right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much going to know or not. So if you don't hear anything Monday or Tuesday and he's going to hit the market, he's probably going to sign early Wednesday knowing that what offer he's going to get, or maybe he does it beforehand. If I'm him, I don't sign. I mean, you're probably the class act of the top of the class of the free agency market and quarterbacks, even though that might be, it might sound very strange.
I admit it sounds strange. I'd say Darnold is the top of the class of the quarterback free agent class. I know that sounds equally strange.
Yes.
But like Darnold proved himself. Both of these guys have limited track record, like in what they've shown us. I'm not arguing that. But Darnold did it over what? 13 or 14 games before he collapsed. Fields did it over 6 games before he got yanked. So I do think Darnold's going to get 25, 30 mil from somebody per year. Probably Vegas. They have a ton of cap space. And Brady probably thinks with his influence, he can help Darnold reach even more of a ceiling. And it's Pete Carroll. And who else? They hired Chip Kelly out there, right? So like, they
want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Probably all feel very confident about what they can do with Darnold. The problem will be everybody scrambling after Darnold gets signed to scoop up whatever they think is the best option between Fields and Russ and broken down Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins when he gets released. So I'm not arguing that Fields isn't near the top of the class, but yeah.
Teams get desperate. Teams get very desperate when it comes to quarterbacks, and they'd be willing to eat some money that's not maybe well spent if it gives them an opportunity. So that's why I'm a little bit on the fence here of why, you know, some team might come in with an offer that he just can't refuse.
All right. But either way, let's assume they get it done for, we'll overshoot it a little bit and say 13 mil for next year, right? Let's say that's just to get it done. So they're down to about 46.9, a little less than 47 million then. What's your next move? Wide receiver or defensive line?
Wide receiver, defensive line.
You got to talk it out now. You got to do the thing they make them do on Who Wants to Be a
Millionaire. Oh, you know, defensive line, I think they might go trade route. So that could happen at the same time. I'll go wide receiver at this point here.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, he's chosen wide receiver.
I am not going with your guy, Chris Godwin, and I know you're salivating right now. I'm thinking, oh, I wish it was him. I'm going Darius Slayton.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that one coming, I'll be honest.
I'm going Slayton for the New York Football Giants. They were interested in him last year at the deadline. They made the call. The Giants were very hesitant of wanting to move him, which seems crazy right now because they were a terrible team last year and they ended up getting nothing for him.
Right.
So there's definitely interest when it came to last year for him. I think he's going to cost, he's 27. Mm-hmm. He has down the field capabilities. I think he might come in about 3 for $50, maybe.
3 for $50. You know what? Somebody looked up the SpotTrack market value, didn't they? Somebody used.
I just wrote it down here, so I don't know. Is that what it was?
It's 15.8 a year. So yeah, multiplied by 3, you end up at like 47.5 or so.
Yeah, I mean, for a guy, for free agents like that, I mean, they're pretty consistent with doing 3-year deals. there's basically only one or three. They'll throw a couple two-year deals in there of guys they just want to keep around, say, you know, the punter, what's his name, Corliss Waitman, right, just in case they needed him. They gave him a second year, but easily cuttable. That's why I'm going with three there. It might be a little bit more than that. It might be like 55-ish, but I'm going Slayton.
Wow.
I was thinking Keenan Allen, but, you know, I think what we've learned over the past year or so is they're very cautious with anybody coming off of injuries.
Yeah.
They didn't like Thielen last year. Christian Kirk, they could have gotten Christian Kirk, right? But maybe, you know, that broken collarbone was a little iffy. Ayuk, I don't think they'd be interested whatsoever because of that ACL. I think they're very cautious of giving money to a guy that's a little banged up. So I'm going on a little Slayton.
All right, that's fair. I'm going to go with my guy. You're going to make a Penn State joke, and that's fine. But I don't think the ankle injury is enough to scare them off. If I'm Omar, what do I need to talk this out? Mission Impossible? That's what we're going with now?
Oh, it's a 60-second time bomb. I don't know. All right, go ahead.
What happened? You had the quality music. You had the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire style dramatic game show music. What'd you do with it?
Let me see here.
What a slipshod operation this is.
What do you expect? All right, go
there it is. All right. Chris Godwin. We've talked about him all off season. He's only just turned 29, so he's got a couple years of his peak left. He'll be healthy coming off the ankle injury. Perfect guy to slot in as your number one. Turn the music down. It's too damn loud. He slots in as your number one. Good compliment to George Pickens on the outside. Godwin working in the slot next to each other. I like it for 3 years and 22 apiece. All right? You good with
that? You know what I'd say about that?
Go ahead, Cody Rhodes.
I can't do this. It's just listening too fun. This is getting too I'm having too much. That's what was I say to that pick.
Was that a buzzer? I thought you were going to give me your favorite new Cody Rhodes video. Go yourself.
No, this is what I think of Chris Godwin. Oh, my. That's the wrong
good
one.
Job. Good job. There you go. You're on top of it. Yeah, right. It's a buzzer. I get it now. That's the third time. I got it the first time.
All right. I almost played Alphaville Forever Young. That wouldn't have mattered. That wouldn't have fit. But I got to shut this thing off. There it is right there. Too. All right, go ahead.
We're a mess. You can't play music. We're gonna get in trouble. All right. So I got Godwin for 3 years at 22 mil. I like the fact that he can take over if Pickens flakes out and you want to get rid of him. But more so, I like him as a compliment to Pickens. Multiple weapons available for Justin Fields, who we both agreed would be signed as our quarterback. All right. What's next on the list then? Kaboom. It's got to be defensive line, right?
Defensive line.
All right. We don't need dramatic music for that. You can stop playing with your phone.
Come on.
No, we don't need it. Where are you? Oh, that sounds like Mario Brothers, like video game music. What was that?
Oh, it says main theme quiz music.
Oh, God.
I'm going to make a trade. Trade right before
what? The deadline. What?
Trade as in, well, put it this way. It's either going to be a trade or what it looks like to me now is I think your Washington Commanders might just cut Jonathan Allen. I am having a man crush on Jonathan Allen right now. Carl Dunbar was his defensive line coach at Alabama, say, 8 years ago. So there's a little bit of a familiarity right there.
Fair.
They might cut him because it doesn't seem like too many people are interested. Washington wants to get rid of him. If they end up trading for him, it's going to be a late pick anyway, 6th, 7th round pick. They're just trying to dump his money. So I think what's on his deal, 1 for 15, I think. So I'll just say that they trade for like a 7th round pick or something and just let him play out the 1 for 15 for Jonathan Allen.
Wow. Okay. You're being very frugal with the management of the money so far. I this is very realistic. Yeah, I like
it. They could also just add to his contract too. They could rework it.
Right.
Frugal, because I got some big money on the back end here. I don't want to give it away.
Don't give it away. I think I know where you're going, but we'll take that 15. I don't know if we take that 50. Yeah, we'll take that 15 million off the books. You're down to like 16 to spend now. You got Jonathan Allen. Look, they need to have somebody who can actually help Cam Hayward in the trenches. Keanu Benton's okay. Larry Ogunjobi was not. So with my next signing, I'm going to take a big swing. I'm taking a big old swing, kaboom. And we're signing the kid from Philly, Milton Williams. You ready for this?
Man.
Yep. 3 years, $53 million. So
three
we're going to
add 53.
Three for 53. The man is coming off of a spectacular game and the biggest game of the year. Three for 53. Quick math off the top of my head is probably like, what, is 17 and a half a year, something like that. We go get a monster, Milton Williams, to help Cam Hayward inside and eventually take over for him. I didn't need Jeopardy music for that.
Milton Hershey, is that who you're taking?
Milton Williams.
You know, you're just too cut up in this whole Philadelphia want to be like the Eagles, Andy White, oh crap.
Oh, is it crap? It seemed to work.
I mean, I don't think they just look at the Eagles and say, every Eagle I want out there, I want. Next thing you're going to say is they're going to sign Kenneth Gainwell.
No, I'm not in on Kenneth Gainwell. Thank you, though. All right.
That's what am I next? What are we doing here?
Yeah, well, we've each signed Fields. You signed Darius Slayton. I signed Chris Godwin. You traded for Jonathan Allen. I signed Milton Williams. I don't have nearly as much cap space left as you now. So maybe
we'll go big.
Here's your big splash. Where are you going?
Omar, he's going to be the con artist, baby.
Oh,
I'm going to go back half of the defense. I was going to go Byron Murphy.
Right.
But I switched instead. Ooh. I'm going a little DJ Reed, 3 for 50, ooh, 3 for 47.5.
Okay.
Pair him up with JPJ, have Corey Trice in the mix as well. Maybe bring back James Pierre. Maybe
no.
Somebody.
Jeez, James Pierre.
All of a sudden, your defense now has Sean Elliott, Minka Fitzpatrick. You got DJ Reed, JPJ. You got John Allen. You got Cam Hayward. You got Keanu Benton. You got what? Herbig, Highsmith.
Right?
Hoo, hoo, hoo.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I'll tell you, it's not bad at all.
By the way, I mean, some people are probably watching this saying, well, you got some phony math here. We know that contracts could be structured different ways. We're just doing like the average, you know.
Yeah.
You say, okay, he can only count $5 million against the cap this year, so they'll have more money. We understand that.
Yeah. No, you're right. We do understand that. But I think it also plays into how they handle this thing, right? Like, you though, have managed it very well. We started with like $60 million, and you've spent like $59 million. So.
I'm going to have to
you're going to have to do some renegotiation. Give
Alex Highsmith and Pat Freiermuth a call up and restructure their contracts and get about $7 million each off of those two if I want to move forward here.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, they do it every year. They always make it work. So
they'll probably wait for those guys for the Watt stuff late. Once again, these numbers are going to be manipulated, so there will be more money in the front end because they got to add a bunch of other pieces as well, like the Warrens and stuff like that. So it's not going to be spot on, but at least you're getting a decent feel here.
Yeah, I agree. I think, and that's why I'm overshooting my budget here, but like you're going to do, I'm going to walk in and I'm going to renegotiate with Pat and maybe Minka. Minka could get a renegotiation, right? With a couple years left on his deal.
That's tough. They when they renegotiate, they want to make sure that you're around for multiple years, so you don't have to eat the dead money. I know Minka got what, 2 more years left after
yeah.
this.
Yes, two more after, or two more including this, I think.
So I mean, the ones that are obviously very easy to do are the ones that just signed: Highsmith, Freiermuth, and there's another one. Who was the other one?
Hold on, I just had it in front of me. Why are you asking me questions on the fly that I don't have answers?
Freiermuth,
Highsmith, and
Queen. You can do Queen.
Yeah, there you go. Renegotiate each of those guys, gain a little extra space.
By the way, I mean, real quick, I think we have to give a shout out to former Steelers Zach Banner. Man, he just signed with the Roughnecks.
Did he? He's going north, eh?
Yep. Well, you know, it's a possibility we might get him on the program.
Oh,
yeah. When he gets settled,
get Big Z on the program. I like that. That would be good. We could talk O line with him. We could talk. Where are the Roughnecks? Is that Saskatchewan or is that?
I don't know.
Ottawa. Where is that? Come on.
Houston. It's a UFL. The Houston.
Okay. So he's going to be playing pretty soon here then.
Yeah, he's bowed back. I mean, you remember he tore up his knee and he won the job at right tackle, tore up his knee the first COVID game, I believe, in New York.
Yep.
With that terrible turf and never was able to really make it back until now.
Yeah, he's been fighting to get back for a long time. Like, I see his stuff on Instagram all the time, all the workouts he goes through, everything he's been putting himself through to try and get back. Good news for a good guy, Zach Banner. I like
one,
to hear
one,
that.
One quick thing about these comments. Brian Garrett, I don't understand why nobody wants to sign TJ Watt. He's not worth it. He's injury prone. He's on his down. The dude is still a guy that's a year removed from 20 sacks, 3 years removed from 22.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
He's an absolute beast. I can see him playing another 5-6 years. I just think it's crazy, crazy talk to think about not signing TJ or trading him. But
can I tell you what happens? Honestly, what happens is people are mad at the defense for the way they finished the year. I don't blame anybody for being. We've talked about that plenty. People are mad at the defense for the way they played down the stretch and the fact that TJ didn't make any big plays in any of those games, right? I don't blame them for being mad about that. I want to see TJ Watt be that guy too. Mm-hmm. I want to see Cam Hayward be that guy and Minka Fitzpatrick be that guy. But they take out the anger on the defense on one guy specifically because he's the highest paid guy and he's the franchise player and all that. And yeah, he is getting older. And yes, he's approaching the age where his brother's body started to break down. I'm going to grant all of these points. And then I'm going to tell you that TJ Watt is still one of the three best pass rushers in the game. Yes. And at any point capable of taking over a game and single-handedly winning it for you. Go back. You know, you mention this all the time about the first 6 weeks, because I always mention Fields going 4-2 in the first 6 weeks, right? Use that as a point of argument in favor of bringing back Justin Fields and making him the starter. Those first 6 weeks had a lot to do with the defense and the way TJ Watt was terrorizing quarterbacks. Did his sack numbers pile up the same this year? Nope. But was he getting after quarterbacks a lot early on in the season? Hell yeah. And that's how you won those first six games. And if we're going to go into next year with Justin Fields as the quarterback again, I'm going to have somebody who can get after the quarterback.
And he almost single-handedly beat the Falcons, right?
Yes.
He was unbelievable. But, you know, you talk about culture in the locker room. That's the guy you want in the locker room, setting the example. Because there's nobody that works harder than the guy. There's nobody has more passion than the guy. There's nobody that's watched more film than the guy. Okay, if you might have to overpay him a little bit, keep him around a little bit longer than maybe some teams feel comfortable, I'm well within that, because he is your future of leading the team, how they – teaching a young defense or younger defense how to prepare. Or not even the defense, the team. So I think that thing – that can't be discarded either. But, I mean, it's a moot point.
Thank you, Bill Cowher.
Because you're going to sign, they're going to sign him anyways. And what they need to do is, as we go off on a huge tangent, is find ways of him not getting double and triple team. And that's on Tomlin slash Austin slash whoever's in charge of running the defense.
Agreed. Yeah. I mean, look, they have enough talent, enough pass rushing talent with Highsmith and Herbig that they should be able to scheme things up on every single play to move TJ around and give him an opportunity to get to the quarterback.
Brian is really out.
Is he out for blood? Hater.
He hates him.
Hates him? Is it?
Oh, it looks like it. Looks, well, maybe not hate. Hate's a tough word. He does not appreciate him.
Hold on. I'm scrolling back through.
Oh, you got about 13 in a row. Brian's on fire.
Again, it's the pony burner, I'm convinced. It's the pony burner. It's got to be. This is all stuff Pony would say. If you play all of these comments in your head in Philip Pony's voice and start it with
TJ Gaston, though, yeah.
And start each comment with Malzi, then it instantly sounds like something Pony. Malzi, more like the Flan artists. Malzi, you don't pay cornerbacks.
Wait, I do got something very good for
Malzi, sacks are an overrated metric.
Why can't I find the
Malzi, he doesn't make tackles. He runs past ball carriers. Fanboys love splash plays and sack dances. Malzi, he's TJ Gastineau.
Here we go. Eddie, this is just for...
Malzi!
She knows it. He knows it. Everybody knows. And you know it. She knows it. He knows it. Everybody knows.
Mark Gastineau. When he blamed Brett Favre. You know it, and she knows it, and everybody knows it.
Malzi, TJ Watt, more like me, J. Watt. I mean, you could take any of Brian's comments. We love you, Brian. Thank you for, seriously, we appreciate all the comments.
I'm confused with the, I'm guessing Josh is saying Aditi's reports. I have no idea what she reported.
I don't know.
Can't tell you if there's any truth to it or not, if I'm unaware of what she said. If that's what you're talking, if that's who you're talking about.
Pull up the old Twitter machine and see what Aditi's talking about, I guess.
Oh, Leanne's coming in with a fastball high and tight on Brian.
Or do we have fights in the comments now on YouTube? This is great.
It could be. Oh, Leanne's saying Brian's a Browns fan. Any relation to Brian Sipe? Boy, we're off the rails again.
Yeah, hold on. I still have to sign a corner, and I have an idea here that's less expensive.
Hey, my turn?
Still young. No, you just signed DJ Reed. I'm gonna sign my corner, and then I'm gonna be done. But I'm trying to figure out what Aditi was reporting. That now people are arguing about whose report it was. It was Lewis Riddick.
Who are we reporting? Arthur Smith doesn't like Home Depot. I don't know. What are we talking about here?
I don't know. You're so good at finding game show music and random Mark Gastineau quotes on your phone while we're doing a show.
I keep that in my plethora of photos. I'm the master of having crazy sound bites on my phone and photos at any time. Sort of like, whoops.
What'd you just, okay, hold on. We got it in the comments here.
Whoa.
Thank you, Coach. That was... You're convinced that the audio sounds great too, and it doesn't, which is what really is the icing on top of the cake here. Justin, let us know on YouTube. Aditi said that Fields has to get over being benched. Okay.
I never once never once had that feeling in that locker room over the last 12 months that he was sore about getting benched.
Well, let me ask you.
I'm sure he was, but he didn't outwardly project that, at least when
I was. I'm going to read a DD's post from 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
If Justin Fields wants to affirm he is indeed a starter in this league and a starter to stay, his best path is to sign with the Steelers. He's familiar with the offense, has a staff that absolutely believes in him, and freely told our crew how the contagious confidence in the building is just part of why he felt a different comfort in Pittsburgh. The impediments, Aditi says, as I'm told, one, there is a market for him and he could chase money. Two, he has to get past any sting/distrust from this season when there was player/assistant sentiment in the building that he returned to the starting spot, but Mike Tomlin chose not to do so.
Well,
if Justin Fields feels that way, I can't blame him for that. Mike Tomlin has proven to be so quick with the trigger finger on quarterbacks. It's what ended up burying Kenny Pickett before he even got started. I didn't think Pickett was great and certainly wasn't worth the first round pick, but when you throw him into the fire 4 weeks into the season or whatever it was, you didn't help his development. He was quick with the trigger, hell, with Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph when Ben was hurt. He's always been way too quick on the trigger with quarterbacks. And I think you could argue, even though they were successful with Russ's quarterback, that if you're Justin Fields, you're worried about it happening again, especially if they draft a young guy.
Okay, I can see Justin being upset at 4-2 getting benched. But those 6-7 games after that, how can you sit there and say, yeah, I deserve to be in there? No, you didn't
deserve to be in there. 6 or 7 games. It's when everything went to shit at the end of the year.
But he was hurt at that point. He was hurt for a couple weeks. And at that point, by the time people wanted him to go in late in the season, if it was the Baltimore game or if it was the playoff game, he's thrown one pass in 3 months. That's not very smart just to throw him in there at that point right there as well. So I could see if Russell stunk, and they're still sticking with him. But those first, six and one in their first 7 games? With Russell?
With Russ, yeah.
Possibly say, yeah, but I would have done better. I mean, I don't think you could have did that.
No, but you can – it's more than fair for Fields to have questions about whether Tomlin's going to be too quick to pull the trigger again on a quarterback move, especially if you got Arthur Smith falling in love with quarterbacks at the combine, plugs like Tyler Shuck from Louisville, and then they bring this kid in – and they fall in love with him, and Fields maybe has a couple of rough spots, and they pull him again. And well, they go, how often have we seen Tomlin do this with quarterbacks? Way too often. And if you're Justin Fields, I don't blame you for being gunshot.
Yeah, but Skylar Thompson's not going to take your spot. Tyler Shuck is not going to take your spot. If Tyler Shuck takes your spot after being a third-day pick, you should just quit. Say, I'm done. Football, I'm going to go do something else. That's not going to happen. There was a reason why they brought Russell in, and they proved the reason why. They thought he can lead them to 10-3, 10-4 record, and now it didn't happen down the stretch there, but he had the ribs. He had hamstring injury at the point. So, I don't know. You give him enough money, you bring in
– and tell him he's going to be the starter and stay the starter all year.
You can tell him the starter, but you have to show him that you're not going to, bring in – Kirk Cousins, for lack of a better name, as the backup.
Yeah. Right. You can't bring in an immediate threat to the job so that he's looking over his shoulder constantly like he was last year. I think that's a fair ask of Justin Fields. You want to draft somebody? Fine. Draft somebody. And that's fine. Go get a young guy maybe, but you can't immediately snap your fingers, pull the trigger, and go to that quarterback.
What Justin Fields have done to demand a starting job with no competition? I mean, forget it. I am number one. If not, see ya. What has he done?
He started 4-2.
Okay. Well, what about, what has he done other than started 4-2 and averaged 14 points a game and 170 total yards of, offense or whatever it was.
He started.
I don't think he's in that position to demand anything, but I understand why he would want to.
If so, here's why he could get away with it, at least right now, Because the quarterback market. Because he can go to either New York team and probably make the same demand and get more money and get that. And again, he's got a head coach here who has an itchy trigger finger when it comes to yanking quarterbacks. So I don't blame him for being concerned about that.
We have like a sheet of what we're going to talk about on here. We just went over here somewhere.
Yeah, we're completely off in a different, not even a different sheet of paper, like a different canvas. And we're in a different art gallery entirely. I was supposed to sign one more player for our free, because you know what happened? We dove into the comments too early. We did it again.
Because
dove into the comments too early.
The pony burner was going crazy. I had to jump in.
Malzi, didn't Fields lose his job to Tyson Bagent? I mean, anything that Brian comments, you can. And again, Brian, we appreciate it. We just bust your balls because it's fun. Maybe we will bench Larry Yellen and Brian just based on.
I want to see Leanne bring the heat too. She was bringing some heat. I want to see some fights in there in the comment section.
Yeah, they're going back and forth. It's why we love everybody. So I'm going to go with Asante Samuel Jr. He's only 25 years old. He's only 25, Mark. You could probably get him for 10, 11 a year.
Dumpster diving already, huh?
Well, I spent all my money on Chris Godwin and Milton Williams. So I would go Asante Samuel Jr., and that would max out my cap for the time being. And I think we both did pretty well. I'll make a fun little graphic. We'll post it later, and people can go.
I was hoping to get a J.K. Dobbins in there for maybe 2 for $8. I don't have enough money.
Maybe. I told you, I still think they end up picking one up in the draft.
I think so, but I don't think you can go in without. I don't think you go into the draft with only Jalen Warren and
Cordarrelle Patterson,
John, whatever his name is. I can't think of their
Patterson's not
Jonathan Ward or something. I don't think that that's the case.
I don't even know who the practice squad guys are, to be honest. Thanks to and I just saw Tony of Impact HVAC.
Wanted
to know if we could get Duck back, so we could have our very own Timu Taylor Swift at every game.
Timu's a Timu.
It's Timu, isn't it? I don't know. I don't know either. I don't buy anything on there. But thanks to Tony, because he and the guys at Impact HVAC, who you can talk to about getting your AC primed and tuned up, ready for the spring and summer when it starts to heat up, or maybe get your furnace fixed like I did just the other day.
Well, why don't you open that door and see, let's see what type of job he did.
You want to see?
Let's see what Tony did. Oh, look at that. Nice and neat.
Look at that. It's beautiful, isn't it? You see that?
All right. You didn't give him much room to do his work in there, but.
Well, no, it was after we were done. So I opened the door. So, you know, there was light and he had plenty of space to fix all the stuff he needed to fix. He went and got the parts, got it done. He's the best. So Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook. We thank them for their support of Kabali and Mac as well. We'll put up the list of all the free agents that we're signing as we spend Omar's money after the show as well.
See that text I sent you last night?
Which one? You send lots of nonsense, I'll be honest.
Well, our friend Relax Styles hooked me up with a...
the dry, wet, dry?
Oh, yeah. He put together a nice little...
We had a dry, wet, dry design.
Yeah, he's a professional, though. I think he's a professional. He was able to put together some kind of logo there. We might be seeing that on a hoodie here soon.
Which one do you like better? The one with the check marks and the... Or the one with like the black and gold. There's that one, right? Dry, wet, dry. And then
I think we're going to go with the repeat one.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, sometimes if it's a bad one, you do got to repeat it.
Yeah. We've all been there. I had some, I think.
Very talented individual. He sent me like 8 things. I just mentioned it in passing, like as a joke. And it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. Bing, 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 bing. I'm like, what in the world?
Relax Styles may be our number one fan. He's the best.
I believe he does that for a living, so good job.
Real quick, I know you were mad about nobody showing up to Raw. Is anybody going to show up to SmackDown tonight?
That's you know what? The only one that matters.
Rock, Cena, Cody, Orton, Jade. Where's he been? Extended vacation?
Doesn't matter. We're going to see a little Solo.
So it's going to be.
As long as we see Solo, I'm good.
Going to be Friday night mid card SmackDown.
Not Solo, again. Jacob. Jacob Solo. We'll start out with that little Tama Tonga in there. I still think Tama is going to turn his back on Jacob at one point. I'm not quite sure when that's going to happen.
Okay.
I don't know if Tonga Lo is coming back. I'm having some insider info.
Oh?
He might not be back anytime soon. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe the
things?
The Tongans are going to break up a little bit. He broke his something, didn't he? His shoulder or something?
I have no idea. You're the
See, insider. Justin's right. Matchbox 20, exactly.
It's not actually called Matchbox 20. Justin is now making fun of you in the YouTube comments. Yes, he is.
Speaking of that, when are we giving away this poster? What was that guy's name again? Larry Ellers? Larry Ellison?
Larry Yellen. He still hasn't claimed it. If anybody knows Larry Yellen, can you just do like a welfare check on him to make sure that he's still alive, that he didn't subscribe to the show and then instantly die in shock from how horrible
Hopefully he doesn't live in New Mexico.
Him and Gene Hackman.
I thought you got that. That was pretty surprising. Yeah, we might have to give it to Leanne. I don't know. Is there a little flirt going on in here? Leanne and Brian now. Look out.
Oh, a little back. Oh, a little. you don't care about who the Penguins are trading at the deadline, right?
Oh, they trade them all. I mean, I think my man Dubas, people were so quick to just hammer him. I still think he was put in a lose situation here of trying to play both ends of the fence, probably because he was told to by Fenway Group. And now he's finally doing what they brought him here to do.
Right.
Now he's done his job. Can they now scout, choose the players that can move this team forward? But he keeps acquiring pick after pick after pick after pick. Maybe they should do what the Steelers do. Maybe they should do what everybody wants the Steelers to do.
What's that?
Instead of dumping TJ Watt for picks, how about dumping one of the top big threes for some picks?
They're not going anywhere. Pump your brakes. It's not happening. They will trade. I'm not saying this because I'm basing it on any information, but just based on my own belief. And like you said, the way things are trending now with them firmly at the bottom of the standings, they're going to have to trade Rickard Rakell. Like, they're going to have to.
Trade Rakell and say you got to take Carlson too. Just you have to take him or you're not getting him.
Then you don't get anything in return. You get nothing.
Well, you don't get Carlson anymore. That's a plus.
Yeah, he hasn't been nearly as bad the last couple of months as he was at the very beginning of his tenure here, but he's nowhere near worth the cap hit, and it's been a wild disappointment. But now, yeah,
did you get your tickets for the Paul Skeens bobblehead?
The half a bobblehead? No, I did not get my tickets for the half a bobblehead.
You know what? We should give that away. Last year, my kid, I think, sang the national anthem with the group of kids, and it happened to be McCutcheon bobblehead day, and I end up having like 7 Andrew McCutcheon bobbleheads. And I still got like one in a box over here that give it away. Who was the Andrew McCutcheon bobblehead from last year?
I once in frustration threw, who was it? It was Oliver Perez and Mike Gonzalez, maybe. It was like, I can't even remember when it was. Probably like 2010-ish sometime. Might even been earlier than that. My wife and I went to a game with a bunch of her friends. And
you don't have friends.
Right, exactly. I'm stuck with you. And they were playing the Brewers. And they come storming back to go to extra innings. And everybody's like, okay, we're bored. Let's go. I'm like, what are you talking about? We're in extras. The Pirates suck. Let's watch them win a game in extra innings and a massive comeback, please. And we're sitting out in left field. Everybody's like, no, we want to go. We want to go to the bar. Okay, fine. We'll go. We leave. And as we're going down the escalator to walk out, you know what happens? Jeremy Burnett hits a walk-off 3-run homer to win the game in extras. I literally chucked my bobblehead up in the air. towards a garbage can and said, I can't believe it. One of the few bright spots in a lowly Pittsburgh Pirates season, and I missed it.
Did you make your way over to the P bar?
Yes, actually.
Really?
Yeah, dead serious.
I've never been to the P bar.
P bar is a great place. Love it there.
Those are piers. You got trough?
No trough. Oh. No, they remodeled a couple years ago. There was a fire. They remodeled the whole place.
It's they fantastic. Got good. They got any good wings or what?
They got lots of good food. Yes. Huh. Yes. Nice. You got to get there. You got to get there. But you don't have to go for chicken, do you? You're going to have your own chicken soon. You excited about this? Oh. The kid's going to bring home a chicken from school? How's this going to work?
Yeah, no, I got the email. I should have sent you it's a Google Doc, and you got to fill out a questionnaire and stuff. Like, what are we doing here?
Prove that you're a good chicken parent?
I guess. I mean, we like to have them. You need to have a heat lamp and this and this. Like I said, man, yeah, just hold on a second. Let me go get my chicken coop out of the garage first before I can, you know.
There is a company, legitimately, that will give you a chicken and the coop and everything with it for, like, all in one bulk price. It's called Rent the Chicken. I swear to God, it's a real thing.
You know, I dropped the kid up top of the hill, and all of a sudden I hear a rooster. I guess the neighbor got a rooster.
It's a sign. You should get
it. I don't even know.
Think of how cheap eggs would be. Eggs are like $9 a dozen now, my wife just told
me. Yes, but then I went there today. It was like $5.50. Okay. But you know what? How many eggs you use compared to the feed, the whatever you call it.
I'm sorry. This is the first time I've ever ignored you based on the comments, but I have to. Brian Garrett, a.k.a. Ponies Burner. Kaboom, you got to name the chicken Pablo Eggs Kabar. That's perfect. It's perfect.
What do you do with the chicken? I mean, do you let him run around? I mean, do you take him for a walk? Do they?
No, you don't take it. What the hell are you going to put a chicken on a leash?
Do they just stay in the coop?
You fence in the backyard.
Aren't you supposed to have free range or something?
Yes, you fence in the backyard so that they can wander the backyard. Okay?
You know what? They sleep in the coop. You know, I got an idea. We can go to Southwest Greens and have them put a little...
Oh, a little turf down?
A little turf for the old...
I'd be worried. Can the
little peckers.
Chickens... little pecker. All right. Off the rails. One final time.
Myrtle Beach? What was it?
What? Oh. I know what you're talking about.
What was it called?
No.
Big Peckers. That was it. Was it Big Peckers?
I think. What was it called?
It's Ocean City.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Big Peckers.
Yeah, Big Peckers.
Yeah. What was the best spring break destination for you when you were young and alive?
We go to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Drop down there in the 87 Ford Tempo.
Did Myrtle Beach a couple times. Ocean City, Maryland was always good for a cheap, good time. You know, you get 10 people in a one-bedroom condo and everybody sleeps on the floor or passes out drunk. Wouldn't really call it sleep.
What you do in Baldwin?
Yeah, not out in high class Bell Vernon.
We go to the slate dumps.
I don't even know.
Out in Ross Draver, the slate dumps. You know what slate is, right? Slate.
Yeah.
Slag dumps. It's the whatever they used to dump stuff there. I guess it's the byproduct of making steel. Whatever.
It's slag. It's slag. It's not slate. It's slag. But I know what you're talking about.
They dump it and it'd be way back in the woods, and you drive way back in there and light some railroad ties on fire. They were sitting there and have a couple cases.
Did you guys not have TV in Bell Vernon? Like,
the thing is we probably did that even when we were over 21 too. Get some Milwaukee's best ice.
Jesus. All right. Well, we'll wrap it up on this note. Justin says he went to Ocean City once, got hit by a Mustang, and was life flighted. It was a hell of a trip.
Where was he life flighted to?
Not somewhere other than Ocean City, I guess. But I'm glad you survived, Justin, so you could hang out with us during this nonsense.
It looks like Leanne does not want to date a Browns fan.
Leanne has zero interest in Brian, a.k.a. Ponies Burner. which I can't say I blame her. Sorry, Brian. Don't take it personally. Boy, I think it's
the sixth time you've said that.
What's that?
Don't take it personally, Brian.
Don't take it personally. It's not personal. We just have a differing opinion on TJ Watt. That's all. All right. This has been fun, Kaboom. We're going to wrap it up for today. Thanks again to the Dan Heck team. HeckTeamHomes.com. HAECK. HeckTeamHomes.com. Dan, Michelle, Jeremy, and the whole crew will take care of you if you're looking to buy or sell a home. How do we do Monday, Kaboom? We're going to be in the middle of the free agent frenzy.
Well, I don't think it starts till 4, right?
All right, so we'll do one final episode on Monday before free agency hits, and then Wednesday we'll be here to maybe start to put the pieces together, and by a week from now at this time, we'll have the picture laid out in front of us. We'll be picking the bones, basically, of free agency.
I'll be picking something.
Sounds like a personal problem. Have a great weekend. It's been fun, everybody. Thanks again for joining us here on Kabali and Mac. Go buy yourself a chicken or